Johnny. What a sail of champions.
How about that? You know, it's amazing. These buyers come in here and these companies, and we have companies that compete against each other that actually partner up. They're all in the ag business, but they partner up to help these boys and girls, and it's fantastic.
And when you stop and think back on the comments that they make about how important it is to be here to support these young people.
Well, and it's exactly right. You know, Dave, you and I were in these boys and girls' shoes several years ago, and they are our future. There's no question, and you got to keep the encouragement for them to stay in agriculture somehow. You know, I understand there's a lot of people that have off-the-farm jobs, but they still are involved in agriculture, and that's what we're trying to instill upon these kids.
My gosh, you started off with a bang. How many records right at the beginning of this sale?
Well, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Gosh, I didn't realize there was that many.
My gosh, and I'll tell you, the kids appreciated that support, and I think you went over, $2 million now in the program?
In the program, since we started it in 95, we've now gone over $2 million in the Youth Reserve Program, and that has gone back to, I think Virgil said it was like 30,000 boys and girls over the years at the fairs, but, you know, You talk about selling these animals. We sold for $329,550 was a total, but $249,550 is going to go to the Youth Reserve for next year's fair. So we're going to have another great Ohio State Fair next year. It's already set in stone.